Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your radio facilitator, Apostle Dr. Myrtle Johnson. Welcome. Thank you for joining in on this evening as we discuss today, take authority over your mind. Take authority over your mind. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we bless you, we praise you, we magnify your name. God, we thank you for another opportunity that we can come together by way of Blog Talk Radio, Father God. We pray now in the name of Jesus that your people will be empowered. We pray on tonight, Father God, that something will be said that will cause them to shift into a new dimension of your glory. We thank you right now, Father God, for opening our understanding as we come to you on this evening, expecting to hear a word. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and glory to God. Once again, today's topic is take authority over your mind. God is calling believers to walk in a greater place of impact in the earth realm where we can possess our regions, our territory, and the nations for the Lord Jesus Christ. On tonight, we're going to take a look at the book of Proverbs, chapter number 23, verse number 7. And the Bible says, for so as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The problem is that many tend to put our big God into a little box, which in turn causes us to have or to operate in limited power, limited authority, limited dominion. One thing God wants us to understand is that until we think with the mind of Christ, we will always walk beneath our means in the earth realm. Proverbs 23, verse 7, once again it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think small, you will walk small. If you walk small, you will live small. But if you think big, you will begin to walk big, you will begin to live big. God is calling us, even in this dispensation, to begin to talk big. Why the mind of Christ? Why the mind, the central station or focus on this evening? It's simply because that is the central place where all of your thoughts originate, your beliefs originate, your actions originate. And from that point with your mind, that's what stems from what you will do, saying greater dimensions, greater depth, greater height in him. That's what he is calling us to in this hour. No longer living or walking from a scratches-level surface or a ground-level surface, but walking, operating, and maneuvering around in the glory of God. We're going to expose today the things that are of the degenerative mind. In this hour, we see that many are walking in a reprobate mind. When the mind is up and down, back and forth, cannot make a conscious decision and stick to it. That's a reprobate mind. That's simply when the Lord turns you over to your own mind. That's because you don't want the things of God. You're not operating in the ways of God. So he just turned you over to a reprobated mind. A degenerative mind also is characterized by consistent negative talk. If you're always consistently talking negative, you will consistently get a negative result. Degenerative mind thinks small consistently. Are your thoughts even of a status where they can be detected in the realm of the spirit? Or are they so small, so minute that God is nowhere in the midst of it, therefore he's not getting any glory out of what you're thinking? Are you always thinking that God can't do it or that he won't do it for you? Many have had various dreams that God has given you, but you are not walking in that place for your dreams to become manifest. Why? Because the mind is where your biggest hindrance is. You're talking about God giving you a dream. We need to remember that he is the ultimate dream giver. And unless we submit to him, our dreams will never become a reality. Some of you all that are listening on this evening are about to give up on God and give up on the dream that he has given unto you. But God is saying to you, push into the plan that I have for your life. After all, someone needs to know on this evening that he is the ultimate dream giver.
Doubt and fear, frustration has been filtrating through your mind. Many of you all that are even listening right now. But I come by way of Blog Radio to encourage you to move forward in God. Do the things that God has functioned you to do. That very thing that's been tugging at your spirit, that's been pulling at you. God is saying on today, take authority over your mind and eradicate I can't. Even as you leave from the line on tonight, leave away with a whole new mentality and mindset where I can't is no longer in your vocabulary, but you begin to say, I can. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Finally, brethren, do whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, according to Philippians 4 and 8. Take authority over your mind. The brain is the central organ where your thoughts are originated, and from there, movement comes forth. Believe in your dreams. Stop doubting the dream giver. That is a prophetic gesture, even to those of you all that are on here on tonight. Stop doubting the dream giver. Who is the dream giver? The Lord Jesus Christ. Move forward with apostolic acceleration and begin to walk into your purpose. Begin to walk into the things that God has for you. Cause your mind to come into divine alignment with the will of God. As a result, manifested progression shall come forth. Start today and right now to take authority over your mind, what you are thinking, and even, yes, over what you believe. We command on tonight what's going on in your mind to come into divine alignment with God. We decree and declare, even by Blog Talk Radio on tonight, that you shall begin to move forward and operate with the mind of Christ. When we say that we have the mind of Christ, that is a very powerful statement. Too many Christians do not know what that phrase means. To have the mind of Christ must indicate that we don't think and operate the way we used to in the days of old and former times. In this hour, we need to know and understand that old things are passed away and all things are becoming anew. In order to have the mind of Christ, we're going to have to present ourselves to God for the transformation process to begin in our carnal mind. Because the Bible tells us that a carnal mind is at enmity with God. But the fact that the Bible tells us that we have the mind of Christ, that is indicative of the fact that the work of transformation is already beginning on the inside of us. Therefore, we have the created ability within us to think different. Therefore, we have the ability within us to take authority over our mind and over what we are thinking. When we have the mind of Christ, we begin to see things the way they are in accordance to the eyes of God rather than how we imagine them in our infinite mind. Our infinite mind limit God. But when we say that we have a limitless God, we need to take the brakes off of what God can do through us and in us and begin to walk in the place of authority that God has entrusted unto us. When we say that we have the mind of Christ, it is the mind of love. Philippians 2, 1 and 2 says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Love is what motivates God to reach out to those that are lost, that don't know him. The mind of Christ will motivate us to respond to those around us in a spirit of love. The mind of Christ is a mind desiring fellowship. Philippians 2, verses 3 through 4 says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. The desire of Christ is that we become a family that cares one for another. We know that with families stick together, and therefore we must have fellowship one with another. True fellowship means that we desire the best for our brothers and our sisters. True fellowship sometimes demands sacrifice one for another. The mind of Christ is a mind of humility. Philippians 2 and 8 says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Humility or humbleness is a quality of being courteously respectful of others. It is the opposite of aggressiveness, arrogance, boastfulness, and vanity. Rather than me first, humility allows us to say, no, you first, my friend. No, you first, my brother. No, you first, my sister. That is operating under a spirit of humility. Humility is the quality that lets us be more than halfway to meet the demands of others. God rewards the humble, according to Proverbs 22 and 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor in life. Humility means never growing up. Matthew 18, 2 through 4 says, then Jesus called a little child to him, led him in the midst of them, and said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as the little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The humble will look for ways to bless others. The mind of Christ is the mind of a servant. Glory to God. We have to be servants unto the Lord. Philippians 2, 5 through 7 says, let the mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal to God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. The real servant of God will light up the world around them. They will bring joy, peace into the atmosphere once they enter into it. That's why in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. What do people see you? Do they see you operating in the mind of Christ, or do they see you operating in a degenerative mind, breaking down your brothers and your sisters in the Lord? The real servant of God will be an example that others will be willing to follow. The Holy Ghost promotes and comes through one that is operating in a spirit of servanthood. As Christians, let's begin to operate out of the spirit of love for God, love for the brethren, and love for one another. Allow love to motivate us to strengthen the fellowship through encouraging one another in the burden of their walk with God. Glory to God. That will display that you truly are operating in the mind of Christ. Join us by way of Blog Talk Radio every Tuesday from 6:30 to 6:45 for your moment of empowerment. I decree and declare that if you're listening to this telecast on today, you will begin to walk with the mind of Christ, doing the things that Christ would do down here in the earth realm. Until next Tuesday, do be blessed and know that the Lord loves you and we do too. Join us on next week. Until then, stay tuned and be blessed.